Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast Show, also the Heart Journey Podcast. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm Dr. Barbara Minister, and I also happen to be a psychologist. So I love to see where Jesus heals the inner domain of the heart. And that's what we're talking about today, healing our inner pain with Jesus. He is the healer of the broken heart. We're going to pick up where we left off last time, and we're going to talk about the healing process. Last time we talked about safety and stability in our minds, stability in our emotions. If you didn't catch that podcast, make sure you give it a listen. And today we're going to go through time reversing trauma, healing our boundaries, the importance of forgiveness, and the importance of taking the time to go through the heart journey process with the Lord. Healing is a process. It's spiritual formation. You can do this. The second phase is memory reconsolidation. This is where we are really working on our traumas and our unmet needs. And truth is, we are a very complex inner world, and we have a lot of precious little child parts inside of us that play different roles, you know, parts that seek attachment, parts that want to fly away or avoid, parts that want to fight other people, or parts that are want to fight ourselves, the inner critic, just that is so hard on us and wants to micro control everything. You know, truth be told, we have an addiction to control that goes all the way back to the garden. We want to control and we want to blame. And so Jesus wants to saturate all these precious little parts. You see, you have lost parts of your heart, beloved, and he is going after those lost parts, just like the woman that had 9 coins and there was 1 coin that was lost. He wants to go after and heal all those parts. And so in Heart Journey, we allow Jesus to heal these inner little parts of us. And there are many of them. You know, sometimes you feel like, I felt like I was 7 years old when I was talking to that person. Why? Well, probably because it was a 7-year-old part of you. And so we want to work with that part, or that there's the science behind it is like state dependent memory, but we want to work with that part and let that part receive healing. And Jesus, in fact, wants to meet the unmet needs. So after we have worked on stability of heart, of mind, of nervous system, of behaviors, we also work on social stability and spiritual stability. Then we make a narrative of our traumas and our unmet needs, and we start out with some tools and encounters with Jesus that meet these unmet needs. Some of you grew up in really pretty good homes, but your emotions weren't validated and you felt alone every time, or a lot of times when you were hurting. And so you have parts of you that feel so lonely, and you're like, why do I feel lonely? I have people all around me. It's a child part. It's a body memory. And so we want to see where the past is present and have Jesus heal our broken heart and bind up these wounds. And this is where we really work through encounters. And we're going to do an encounter here in a minute. And so with quadruple entry journaling, which is one of the Heart Journey tools, we write down the memory. And then in sessions, in Heart Journey mentoring with me, we actually do this where I lead you through guided meditations. But we think about the memory, and then we write down the emotions of the child part. And then we go back into that memory with Jesus. And what's interesting is there's a lot of science behind this. If you open up a memory experientially, you have a few hours where you can actually change emotional learning. It's called memory reconsolidation. And you want to bring in something your memory is not expecting. Well, your memory is not expecting the safety and love of Jesus in these hurtful memories. And so there's a lot of science here that's really beautiful. But we bring in an encounter with Jesus, and then we do the self-momming or self-parenting there. And so you bring in this gorgeous, yummy self-momming part. And you can get, this is me when I was a little girl. And then this is me when my boys were little. So I loved being a mom. I mean, I'm still a mom, but you know, they're grown now. So it doesn't feel quite the same. But I can go back to my best mommy self and I can be a mom to my inner parts. So we're going to go ahead and do an encounter here. But I do want to share with you, I really used to struggle with loving my child parts. I really kind of morphed with the self-hatred, with the hatred I felt coming towards myself. And so if that's you, that's okay. That's why Heart Journey is a process. And one of the things that helped me is I would think of, okay, that little girl was that, like my niece is a little bit like how I was and she's lovable. So maybe I'm lovable. And I would do that kind of work. So, all right. I wonder if you could, let's go back into a memory that's not your worst trauma, but a memory where your emotional needs weren't met. Maybe if you struggle with rejection a lot, maybe a memory of rejection. And let's open up that memory and think about what did you feel in that memory? Could be a memory you've worked in before. That's okay. We'll just get some more healing. So think about a memory where you were rejected, maybe by peers, maybe by a relative. Just feeling that pain. That longing to be loved and accepted. And now let's invite Jesus into that memory. What does Jesus want to say to you? What is he saying to you? What is he showing you in that memory, beloved? Just drinking in his love for you, his goodness. And now bringing in your wise and loving self as mommy, getting strength from Jesus to love your child part well. And what do you want to tell that little one in this memory? And what you want to say is something that will meet the need. Like if she feels left out or rejected, you want to say, "Beloved, I accept you. I love you. You're my sweet baby girl, and I will never leave you." And this is really where we need to be lavish with love. Because we're making up for what we needed, and children need to be talked to that way. Well done, beloved. All right, we're going to move on. I know that this is, we're going through a lot of content quickly. Remember, this is content that we would take, 11 months to go through. But then after healing unmet needs, we go through time reversing trauma, and this is really the depth of it, where we really go into where we felt fight or flight, or we felt trapped, and we are going to use Jesus and our pneumatological imagination to get some freedom in these areas. I love how Psalm 139:5 in the Passion Translation says, "You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past." Wow. So we have here, we work with parts again. And here we have different parts, a child part, teen part. And then we also have attached parts that want to, please love me, please love me. Or we have submit parts, I'll do anything if you'll love me. Or collapse, this is where you just want to, collapse and go fetal. Or fight, where you want to either fight yourself or criticize yourself. Some of y'all, you want to be attached to others, but when you feel that part, you beat yourself up. And so this is where these parts are at work. And then you have other parts that want to escape. Okay, this does not mean we have multiple personalities. These are just parts that we all have. I work with I do therapy and pastoral coaching for a living, and I have a clinical practice with 21 therapists that I help supervise. And you know, I've been doing this a long time, so I do know everyone has these parts, and it's just different kind of states of mind and parts and survival reactions that we work with and that we need healing in. I also know that this path of healing works. It works. We also have somatic means body, places where we have some body release. Like, for example, for some of us, if we do this versus this, often one feels more uncomfortable and one feels more comfortable. So we work sometimes with these, spending time with doing some of these bodily motions. But also, let's say if you had a trauma where you were held down, one of the things we might do when we're working through that trauma is imagine you put slowly feeling yourself push that person away with Jesus, pushing them away. And there's something that happens that really brings a release. And there's so much, we spend a lot of time here and there's a lot more I could say, but God is making all things new. And he wants you to feel that. Okay. I think it's chapter 8 is on healing boundary ruptures. And the scriptures talk about boundaries, and we do something called empty chair with Jesus. And we have a lot of different tools. I'm only giving you a taste of a few of the tools we learn, but we get a sense of our boundaries restored. We learn to do boundaries and relationships differently. And we also do some heart healing work in this area of trauma and boundaries. And then we move into integration. Here is where we forgive. Now, it's important to forgive and try to forgive before, but it's sometimes we use forgiveness as denial. And so that's why we have forgiveness here, because we are finally ready to forgive, because we've now worked through the emotions. We're now working through the grief of what happened, and we're letting Jesus in to heal it. And so now we can say, what you did was wrong, and I forgive you based on the finished work of Jesus. And when I think about forgiveness, I think about no matter how much less I sin than someone else, I'm still so far away from God that I can't reach him. And so even if I can jump 10 feet and you can only jump 8 feet, I'm not better than you. In other words, we all need forgiveness. And so we work on forgiveness. And at this part in the journey, we're in chapter 9, and I begin to challenge us on what are some of our behavioral patterns, our own behavioral patterns that we need to look at. And so we work on forgiving ourselves. And we work on, one of the things we work on is forgiving ourselves at every age and stage. You know, we're carrying around so much of this unforgiveness from all these different ages. I bet if I asked you, what do you think about yourself from 0 to 5 or 6 to 11? I bet there's some negative thoughts you have about yourself. Certainly 12 to 18, because middle school. And so all these are like heavy rocks we're carrying around of unforgiveness towards ourselves. And Jesus wants to heal. And he wants us to forgive each part of ourselves. So we work on forgiveness of others and self. And then we also partner with Jesus at this point in changing the narrative. Like if I didn't get to take tap lessons when I was little because I was being abused or neglected, or we didn't have the money, I can give that to myself now. Like where I'm going to begin to partner with Jesus in my own restoration and co-create that restoration with him. I love how Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. It's like sometimes we got to do something, right? And we partner with him. So we're now moving into the final chapters of Heart Journey. And so we're looking at ways that we can partner with the Lord to meet some of those unmet needs. Like I was always afraid of sports, and I remember learning how to play tennis and pickleball. I'm still not great at it, but facing my fears and doing those things that my fear kept me from and moving out of the victim narrative, beloved. Then there's more to the final chapters, but we also move into what is my purpose. One of the final chapters, we work on what is my purpose, and we do a deep dive into what have my dreams been? What have been the threads of God's purpose through my life? What are my spiritual gifts? What traumas have I been healed from that I'm passionate about seeing others be healed from, or I'm passionate about helping others from? And we look at what interests I've had and how I minister best. Like, do I minister best with one-on-one or groups or crowds? Do I minister best when I'm close to nature? Do I function best when I have a certain kind of support? So we look at all that. And then we look at Yeshua. What has God personally spoken to you? What has he spoken to you that you're called to do? I'm doing things now that he told me about in my early 20s, and I had no idea how they were going to happen. And they're happening. And so we want to create this purpose statement so that we can kind of rule out the things that are the works of the flesh. Like, that is not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. That's a work of the flesh. I shared earlier, beloved, about Mephibosheth, and he was Jonathan's son, Saul's grandson. And when his father and grandfather were killed, his nursemaid dropped him. And so it's kind of like you're dropped into trauma, right? He was dropped into trauma. Both his ankles broke and his feet broke. And it says he was lame in both feet from then on. David established his kingdom, and Mephibosheth stayed in hiding. And David said, "Is there anyone left of Jonathan's house that I might do good to them?" And I think about the father saying, "Is there anyone left that I can do good to in Jesus' name?" So David heard about Mephibosheth, went down to a place called Lodibar, found Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth said, "What are you doing seeking a dead dog like me?" I'm paraphrasing. David said, "Come on, I'm going to give you back all your lands of your fathers, and you're going to eat at the table." And it says he ate at the king's table every day, even though he was lame in both feet. And what I'm asking you is Jesus coming after you to find these parts of you that feel like they can't walk and bring them to the king's table to eat. So this is just the beginning. This is just an overview of all the healing that's available. The Lord wants to give us fresh fire. And that comes through encounters with him, and it also comes through community. And we have some of our Heart Journey big sisters who hopefully can share in the chat how powerful the Heart Journey community is. We're very careful to keep it safe. Our big sisters share their experience, strength, and hope. We never tell each other what to do. We just let the love of Jesus rule. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Heart Journey mentoring and community experience. I'm also going to talk about some of the questions you might have. And basically, you can go to drbarbaraministries.org and click on this button here, join the Heart Journey experience. And the way it's laid out is we meet every Sunday night at this time. And every other week, I teach for an hour and a half. And by the way, there's more talking back and forth than what you're experiencing here, because this is like a monologue, right? And also the juxtapose, the other, every other Sunday, I do group coaching. And so you're meeting with me every Sunday night. We record all those meetings. And so if you're in the Heart Journey experience, you have all those recordings. Then we also have weekly prayer, because we got to pray, right? We want to pray for healing. So we drench ourselves in prayer. And our big sisters who've been with me in the experience one or two times in the past will lead these prayer times. And they're also going to lead you through some of the heart journey stability tools in that time. You also get this very extensive video library of previous courses and masterclasses with me, and some mini courses and guided meditations as well. And then there's a whole bunch of bonuses. You get a whole bunch of half price or discounts on coaching. And this goes from the Heart Journey mentoring experience goes from September 21st. It's going to start next Sunday through August 30th. All right. And the only supplies you need are the Heart Journey book and journal. And this is the way, using these tools is the way we cross over from these places of death and these cycles that keep us stuck and into life. Okay, let me know if you want the slides. I'm happy to give them to you. All right, so you might ask, how much time does this take? It could be as little or as much as you choose. I would say coming to the teaching nights are super important, because I go over the material. And then the second priority would be the coaching nights. Then if you have time, I definitely want you doing the heart work between sessions. And then after that, you can engage in prayer, extra videos, and then in our Facebook group. But that would be the priority. Now, you don't have to do all of it, but there's a lot involved if you want to really immerse yourself in the experience. Why 11 months? We talked about this earlier. It just takes that time for the heart to form. Mentoring, you know, I'm mentoring you through this heart-changing experience. And our big sisters are encouraging you along the way. We have real life pacing. We tried to do it in 6 months and it felt like drinking from a fire hose. And so we take the time for your heart to form. I've already talked about what we cover, but here's that list again. And how much time does homework take? So that can be flexible. Some do homework light and others go super deep. We have other people that are coming back through a third time. And so they're doing different layers each time. Some people stay with us a year. Some people stay with us several years. Remember, the disciples stayed with Jesus several years. You're basically going to get out of it, though, what you put into it, just like with anything else. All right, what if you're afraid to do the work by yourself? I get it. And that's why we have a community. In fact, after the coaching and after the teaching, I leave the Zoom room open for fellowship. So I stop recording and I often exit to go rest, but I'll leave it not on record, but leave the Zoom room open. And we're like a church. Now, we don't replace church, but there's such sweet fellowship. And so many of the testimonies have been about the tools and the encounters, but also the community has been really life-changing. I was reading a testimony today from our last cohort that said, I can't think of one time I've joined a meeting and wasn't changed, whether it be prayer by the big sisters or in the teaching or coaching. Okay. Is it therapy? It's not therapy, but I would say it's therapeutic. Christianity is a therapeutic religion. And so we use trauma-informed and psychology-informed tools, but it's not counseling. And I want to encourage you to maintain your counseling practice. I personally charge in counseling $230 an hour. This is so much cheaper than counseling, because it's $125 a month and you get many hours with me. So it's ministry, And I love to do it. I love to see people's hearts changed. Is this ministry aligned with any political affiliation? No. We choose kingdom over politics. We honor each woman's thoughtful voting conscience. We don't get into it, though. We just trust you're voting out of your own conscience. And so we don't use cancel culture. We love each other. And so here, at what we do here in Heart Journey is so different from what you see in the world. We're not polarized. We're in unity. We love each other. And we just don't get into the fray because we're seeking and belong to a higher kingdom, which is Jesus. And so we're together and we love each other and we focus on where we have unity, which is we love Jesus, we serve Jesus, and we're letting Jesus heal our broken hearts. All right, how much does it cost? $125 a month, and then you get probably what, like 5 to 7 hours with me, plus the extra content, the extra prayer, and discounted coaching and stuff like that if you want to do all that. I think we have one more half price scholarship, but really, please only do that if you can tell me why you need it, because we only have one left. It's $125 a month, or if you pay the year in advance, you get one free month. So it's $1,375 a year. And if you, what do I do if I miss a session? Well, if you miss a session, we record them. Now, we don't record prayer because we feel like that's a little bit more personal and raw, but we do record group coaching and we do record the teaching sessions. What happens in group coaching? Okay, sometimes in group coaching, I take people through I do a skill and take us all through the skill together. Like we have some drawing exercises that we do, pain to purpose drawing. And so sometimes we might all go through an activity together. Other times I might have one of you volunteer, and we'll talk about it in advance, to go through a coaching session with me that's on the chat that where there's a topic related to the chapter we're on. And I will coach you through that while the other people watch so that everyone can have healing. It's amazing when you watch someone being coached that you get healing yourself. And so we do that, but that would only be if you volunteer. And then sometimes I go through and do mini laser coaching where I coach everyone a little bit and everyone gets to experience the wisdom coming forth and how to use the skills together. So the coaching is about application of the skills. So it's teaching the skill, coaching on the skills, teaching on the skills, coaching on the skills. If you want more personal support, you can buy coaching packages with me. And also everyone gets 4 half price one-on-one pastoral coaching sessions with me for people who are in the mentoring community and experience. What if I'm introverted? Is sharing required? Sharing is always optional. Although I know that there's someone, at least one person on here that used to keep their camera off and say nothing, that now is a big sister. So it's amazing how we change and we come forth. But each one of us is in a different place. And so we want to honor if you need to listen and reflect or mostly talk in the chat. We are much more active than what you're seeing today in this webinar and podcast. You can do it through chat. You can do it in more introverted ways. How do we keep the space emotionally and spiritually safe? Well, we have very clear group guidelines about confidentiality. We don't give advice. And then we definitely have where I'm present for most of the meetings. I'm present for all the Sunday night meetings and many of the prayer group meetings. And then prayer group isn't recorded. And so we are very, very intentional about our culture. And next Sunday night at orientation, we're going to go over those rules. All right. Do I need to live in the U.S. to participate? No, we're online. We're like an online church for the brokenhearted. I don't mean that I'm replacing your church where you get like your kind of ordinary pastoring and spiritual formation. I want you to still go to a local church, but we are also a para church, an online church like community, because we are the church, right? We're the bride of Christ. So no, we meet online and on Zoom and also in Google Meets for prayer meetings. So you can join from anywhere in the world. Last cohort, we had people in three continents, but we've also had people from the island, different islands, and all kinds of places. And then we definitely have people all the way from Alaska to California to the Northeast to the Southeast and everywhere in between. So it's recorded. I know that there's some time zone differences, but I know that one of y'all is from Australia and you're making it work. And I'm so excited about that. And then we have our folks from Europe who are staying up late to be with us. So anyone and everyone can come. All right. I love you guys. I'm going to pray us out. Lord, I want to thank you. So, and then I'll hang out for a little bit for questions. A little bit more privately. Lord, I thank you for this group. I thank you for this team. I thank you for this Heart Journey Village. God bless each one. Father, they've given up an hour and a half of their time to be here, to be encouraged, to heal, and to encourage one another. And Lord, I'm asking for waterfalls of blessing upon each one. Lord, I'm asking for each person to sleep so sweet and soundly tonight. I'm asking for encounters for you, God. I'm asking for the Lion of Judah to come to each one and even roar through each one. God, I'm sensing you're wanting to put a new confidence and boldness in each woman here. And Lord, some of these women, it's like the enemy came in to eat up their voice. And you're saying, I'm giving you back your voice, beloved. I just sense that that's something the Lion of Judah is saying, I am giving you back your voice, beloved. And so for each woman here, God, bless them, fill them, roar through them, God, and God, cause each one to receive more and more healing in Jesus' name. God, cause the ones, provide for the ones that you're calling into Heart Journey community, mentoring and community experience. We thank you for your provision and your blessing. Bless each woman financially, bless each woman spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and relationally. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for being with us today in the podcast. We are here for you. Make sure you're following us on all your social media outlets. I love you. I'm here for you. It is my honor to serve you through this ministry. I'll see you in the next episode.